感谢主，让众弟兄姊妹能够有这样的一个机会，一起聚在这样美好的地方来听主自己的话语。Thank the Lord that brothers and sisters as a whole can come in this place to worship the Lord。也实在感谢神，给我们还有这样的机会，因为在今天这个动荡不安的时代里头，我们还神还给我们时间来寻求他，来明白神的旨意。Especially in the times that we are living in, we thank the Lord that He just still gives us this kind of opportunity to seek after Him. 特别在这个教会面对极大的挑战、极大的压力，从里面、从外面都有里外夹攻啊。Especially the church facing today all kinds of internal and external difficulties.
我们实在响应这首诗歌所唱的，神啊，求你复兴你的教会。
We indeed thank the Lord for the hymn that we just sung, that Lord, He will revive His own work.
所以我盼望这次的聚集，我们都能够在主的面前有一个迫切寻求神的祷告。
That we pray that we will all have a heart to desire and seek after Him.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Shall we turn to a few passages of scripture?
第一处我们来读这一次的大会主题的圣经。
Shall we turn to the theme verse of this conference?
请我们打开以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要从十一节念到十四节。
From verse 11 to 14.
以弗所书第四章十一节到十四节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ,
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动。飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming.
这次大会用的是第十四节。
This time the conference is verse 14.
不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去。
As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
啊，这一次，我跟陈弟兄，做这次大会的这两位讲员。
This conference, our brother Christian and myself will be conference speakers.
那，陈弟兄，我。请教他，他说他负责头十六节圣经。
Our brother Christian, after consulting with him, he is responsible for the first 16 verses.
那他请我交通后十六节圣经。
And he requested that I would share the latter verses from 17 onwards.
那前面这一个部分是注重在这个身体的合一。
The first portion is about the unity of the body.
讲到从灵的合一怎么样进到信心的合一。
From the unity of the in the spirit to unity in the faith.
那么我这一章第四章的下半章的时候，我的责任呢就注重在怎么样实行上来。在每一个基督徒的身上，每一个教会的身上，来看见神怎么样建立他的身体。
And in the latter part from 17 onwards, the practical outgoings of how we ought to, God's going to do His work in the church and His individuals.
这次我们是这样分工的。
And this is how we position our work.
那 我把我的题目分成四个题目，就是这次四个晚上我要交通的内容。
I divided my messages into four portions in the latter part.
今天晚上是讲到神在基督里的旨意。
Today I will talk about God's will in Christ.
比较属于一个根基的介绍。
It is a foundational introduction.
明天晚上第二个题目就要讲到新造的人。
Tomorrow we'll talk about the new man.
第三个晚上我就要讲到效法神。
The third night we'll talk about how we imitate Christ, imitate God.
最后一个晚上就是抵挡仇敌。
And then the last, how to fight against the evil one.
这是我要讲我要交通的四个方面。
And these are the four aspects.
我们要了解保罗写以弗所书，他当时是有一个背景的。
We want to understand the background of Paul's writing of, in the book of Ephesus.
所以我愿意在一开始我们要从几处的圣经里面来明白到底当保罗写这封信的时候教会发生一些什么事。
So I want to look at some verses to see what happened in the church at that time.
如果我们知道了在当时教会有这些难处，那么我们来读以弗所书的时候，我们就知道为什么保罗圣灵感动他这样来讲。
If we know the kinds of difficulties that occurred in the church at that time, then we know why Paul encouraged the people in Ephesus in such a way.
请我们打开提摩太前书第一章。
Shall we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1?
提摩太前书第一章我们要念的是第三节、第四节两节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, 3 and 4.
我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
As I urge you upon my departure from Macedonia, remain on at Ephesus in order that you may instruct certain men not to teach strange doctrines, nor to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies which give rise to mere speculation,rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith.
第三处圣经我们要来看的是《使徒行传》二十章。
The third passage, Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十九节到三十节。
Verse 29 and 30.
这段话是保罗跟以弗所的长老在他要离开之前所做的一段交代一段谈话。
This is the time before Paul left the left Ephesus when he spoke to the elders there.
29:30
Verse 29:30.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
I know that after my departure salvage wolves will come in among you not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves men will arise speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them.
最后我们回到以弗所书来。
Lastly we turn back to the book of Ephesians
第一章
Chapter 1.
第十五节
Verse 15,
我们念到十七节
Verse 15 to 17.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵
赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
好，我们根据于保罗这句话，他祷告为了明白在以弗所书所要交通的真理。
And so according to what Paul has written here, the revelations that he were to share to the people in Ephesus.
不让他所讲的话好像对空气讲话，能够真正的落实在每一个圣徒的生命中。
That his words can have a true effect on every Christian and not to be in vain.
第一章就告诉我们那秘密在哪里。
And so chapter 1 tells us the secret.
保罗在以弗所曾经 讲过三年多的道。
What Paul had once preached three years in Ephesus.
在这三年多的道里面，这些弟兄姊妹所听见的真理真是非常的丰富。
And so there was abundant doctrine and teachings to the people there.
但是听了能不能在每一个弟兄姊妹的里面变成一个影响他们一生的侍奉，把这个是有一个重要的一环。
Can the teachings be translated into strength in the inner man if there is a secret?
如果这一环没有，这整个的道虽然讲了三年，也等于白讲。
If there isn't this secret, then all the teachings will be in vain.
就是保罗这个重要的祷告。
And this is Paul's prayer.
这个祷告乃是求神把赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
That they may give a spirit, that God may give a spirit of wisdom and of revelation,
照明我们心中的眼睛。
That they may open the eyes of our heart,
让我们真知道他。
That we may truly know him.
否则的话，一切的知识都是头脑里的，跟我们的心不发生关系。
Otherwise, all the knowledge will only be in our head and will not affect our hearts.
所以因着这个缘故。
For that reason,
我们这次的特会既然圣灵感动我们弟兄们选以弗所书作为我们交通的主题，
Since the brothers have chosen Ephesians as our theme,
我恳求我们大家来效法保罗的榜样。
I plead that brothers and sisters will follow the example of Paul.
我们一起来为这个聚会，为我们自己祷告。
That we may pray for this conference and pray for ourselves.
一个迫切的祷告，不是个形式的祷告。
It is a true prayer and not justIn actions,
求圣灵赐下智慧与启示的灵，开我们心中的眼睛。
That God may give us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation,
好叫神的话可以变成我们的生命，可以带整个的教会有一个大的复兴。
That God's word can become our lives, causing a revival in our midst.
所以我请求我们大家在这个时候一起起立。
So I pray that I ask the brothers and sisters to stand.
我们同声开口
That together,
我们为这次大会祷告，我们为自己祷告。
That we will all stand up, open up our mouths and pray.
好不好，我们一起起立。
Pray for ourselves and for this conference. Shall we all stand?
我们一起来为这个聚会祷告。
Shall we together pray?
主，我们真在你面前，我们实在是需要你自己的圣灵来做工。主，我们向你承认，主啊，我们听了许许多多的道，但是在我们的生命中，在教会的里面，好像不能够落实，不能达到你所要达到的果效。主啊，因为我们缺乏祷告，我们正是在你面前，我们迫切地求你赐下智慧与启示的灵。这一次的聚会，我们需要主你自己的圣灵大大的动工，在每一个人的生命里头，主啊，从年长的一直到年幼的，我们都需要你自己活的工作，圣灵的有能力的工作，坐在我们里面，主啊，复兴你的教会，复兴你的工作，叫我们有了改变。求主听我们在你面前重新合一的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。教会的元首，我们的主耶稣基督。
The head of the church, our Lord Jesus.
我们真是感谢你，还给我们这样一个宝贵的
时间。
We thank you, Lord, giving us such a precious time.
我们纪念你的话说，趁当趁耶和华可寻找的时候，寻找寻求他。
That we might be able to seek thee while thou may be found.
也答应我们，凡寻求的就必寻见。
Lord, you told us, Lord, when we seek you, you will be found.
当我们来寻求你的时候，主啊，你不要向我们掩面。
Lord, when we seek after you, Lord, do not turn away from us.
主啊，让我们在你面前有一个悔改的灵。
That we might have a repentant heart.
今天教会来到一个危机的时刻。
Today the church is in a crisis.
撒旦在那里做破坏的工作。
Satan is doing a destructive work.
人的肉体在那里做拦阻的工作。
Man's flesh is obstructing.
你的教会看不见圣灵大能的运行。
Your church cannot see the great work of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们为着今天荒凉的光景，在你面前迫切的祷告。
For today's desolate situation, Lord, we plead before thee.
主啊，求你复兴你的工作。
Lord, revive thy own work.
求你复兴你的教会。
And you revive your church.
让你的教会真的在你面前检点。
That your church will be before thee.
你的道不再是一个知识而已。
That your word will not just be in our head.
你的道是灵，是生命。
That it's indeed in spirit and in truth.
要改变我们的人生。
That you will change our lives.
改变我们走路的方向。
That you will change our direction.
改变我们侍奉的内容。
That you will change the contents of our service.
主啊，我们真是愿意把这次聚会完全交在你的手中。
We commit this time totally before thee.
你既然把我们从各地带到这里来。
And you brought all from all over the world.
主啊，我们真的求你不让我们随随便便聚一次会而已。
That we will not just have a meeting.
主啊，让我们真是从心里面来向你呼吁呼吁。
That our hearts will be calling unto thee.
求圣灵做厉害的工作。
And your Holy Spirit will do a serious work.
主啊，因为你回来的日子近了。
Because your time is near.
你愿意你自己的教会就是你的心腹预备整齐好迎接你回来。
And you want your bride to be ready to receive thee.
可是今天我们的光景还差，这个成熟的光景还差得很远。
Our conditions are not mature and not mature at all.
主啊，我们需要在你面前悔改。
Lord, we need to repent before.
我们需要你可怜我们，向我们做大的工。
Have pity on us.
改变我们。
Change us.
好叫你自己的旨意可以实行在你的教会身上。
That your will and your work will be done in our midst.
我们把这次整个的聚会托在圣灵的手中。
All the whole meeting we place before the Holy Spirit.
求主不要放过我们任何一个人。
Lord, will not let us go.
因为我们都是你宝血重价买回来的。
Because we have been bought by your precious blood.
求你荣耀你自己的名。
You glorify your own name.
听我们在你面前同心合一的祷告。
Hear our united prayer.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚刚读了两段的圣经，第一段是在提摩太前书第一章三到四节。
We just read two passages of scripture. The first being in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
保罗就告诉提摩太
Paul told Timothy
他请提摩太留在以弗所
That he asked Timothy to stay in Ephesus
因为以弗所教会有问题
Because the church in Ephesus had difficulties
在这段话里头
In this passage
保罗透露给我们有三个问题
There are three issues Three problems that Paul identified
第一他说你要祝福那些人不可以传异教
That you will prevent those who teach strange doctrines
也就是说在教会里面有人所传讲的跟当初保罗所传的不一样
There are people who preach certain doctrines that are different from that of Paul
这是第一个问题
That's the first problem
第二个问题有人听从荒谬无凭的话
Second, there are those who hear give attention to myths and endless genealogies
第三个就是无穷的家谱
And the third is endless genealogies
对无穷的家谱
Endless genealogy
对这是在这两节圣经里面告诉我们的三个问题
And so there are three things in this passage
那么这些问题在第一个世纪里头教会的开始你就会发现已经撒旦在那里埋了这些破坏的因素
In the first century these heresies andStrange teachings already entered the church.
你知道今天我们二十一世纪了。
Today we are the 21st century.
你想想看，我们所遭遇的情形跟当年在第一个世纪所遭遇的情形没有什么差别。
You imagine the times that we are living in, not much different from the times of the first century.
因为仇敌要拦阻神的工作
Because the devil wants to obstruct God's work
要么就是把神的真理来去扭
the devil wants to twist God's word
那么这就是所谓的异端。
And that is heresy.
那从古以来到今天，这个异端层出不穷。
And all these were abundant heresies since the first century.
那我们基督徒应该怎么样子，不被这些异端所哄骗？
And so how can we prevent ourselves from being deceived?
怎么样能够不被这些异端所迷惑？
How can we not be disillusioned by them?
这是历代教会一直要注意的问题。
And these two centuries the church needs to pay attention to.
那么能够把这个问题解决，只有回到使徒的教训。
The solution to these problems, we must only return to the apostles' teaching.
我们没有办法花很多的时间去一个一个，今天有这个异端，我们对付这个异端；明天有那个异端，对付那个异端，因为异端层出不穷。
We cannot deal with singular heresies because there are so many of them.
就好像假钞
，just like false notes.Just like false notes.
你如果是在银行做事，银行怎么样告诉这些职员，分辨什么叫假钞呢
？So if you work in a bank, how would the bank teach you how to differentiate false notes?
我不知道我们在座有没有人在银行上班的。
I don't know whether any of you are working a bank.
在银行上班，这些人会告诉你，他们没有办法告诉你所有的假钞什么样子，因为假钞天天在变。
Those working in the bank will tell you that it's impossible to tell you exactly all the exact details how to identify false notes because it happens everywhere.
能够辨别假钞唯一的方法
to identify false notes, the only one way
就是知道什么是真的
is to know what is the real.
真钞是什么样子，你把它看懂了，那凡是跟那个真的不一样的，那都是假的。
If you know how to see the real note, then all the rest to differ from the real is false.
所以今天要辨别什么是异端，你要知道主的真道是什么。
If you want to know today what is false, then just know the true word.
如果你真道明白，真的从心里面完全知道明白了，任何跟这个不一样的，通通叫做异端。
If you know what is the true word, then everything that differs from true word will be heresies.
我想这一次陈弟兄要交通的是出于真理这个方面。
This time around, I believe our brother Christian will talk about truth in this regard.
那么，所以他的四堂你们要好好的听。
So the four sessions you must think, you must listen carefully.
那么第二个问题，他说有人听从荒谬无凭的话。
And the second is that some people are paying attention to myths.
这个就是现在最典型的，我们正在全世界如火如荼的发生的事情，所谓的。
达芬奇 code. And so this myth, one great phenomenon is happening right this time is the Da Vinci Code.
那当然以前也有以前的 myth, 现在有现代的 myth.
In the past, there are the past kinds of myths, but today, this kind of myth.
还是仇敌的诡计。
It is the schemes of the evil one.
那么今天的人喜欢听这些东西。
Today, many people like to hear this kind of myth.
为什么呢？已经对真道没有兴趣
，because they had no more interest in the real word, true word.
保罗说耳朵发痒啊
，because their ears tickle.
那么就喜欢听这些古里八怪的东西，就是让你自己有一种新奇感。
They like to hear all these strange things that tickle their heart.
但是对基督徒来讲，对神的教会来讲，这些东西。我们都要弃绝的。
But for Christians and for the church, these things we have to disregard.
第三是无穷的家谱。
The third are endless genealogies.
那我想这个是因为，在旧约的时代，有犹太人对家谱非常的重要，非常的看重。
We believe because in the Old Testament there are many Jews who highly esteem genealogies.
你要在祭司的家庭侍奉。你必须知道你是从什么地方来的。
If you want to serve in the house of priests, then you must know your lineage.
那么你是要知道你是哪一个支派的。
You must know which tribe you.
所以对这个家谱有一个非常重要的讲究。
And so they analyze greatly these genealogies.
那么可是到了新约
，by the New Testament，
我们今天基督徒我们的家谱是什么？
So we as Christians, what are our genealogies?
我们的家谱就是从主耶稣的恩典而重生得救。
Our genealogy begins by the grace of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们不需要再向旧约的人去找我们的家谱，我们没有什么好家谱可以找的。
So we don't have to be like the old covenant going looking for genealogies because we have nothing to look for.
我们是在基督里，我们靠着圣灵重生的。
We are in Christ, born again by the Holy Spirit.
主已经把一个祭司的职分赐给基督徒了。
God has given us the priesthood to believers.
我们在祭司的家庭中侍奉是凭着主的救恩，而不是凭着我们的血统。
We serve in the church based on our position in Christ and not by our bloodline.
当然，这次我们不是去讲那个，达文奇密码，但是他那本书里面也在那边讲，这个，家谱的事情。
We're not here talking about Da Vinci Code, but in that book, they talk about genealogies.
所以这些都是把人带到一个虚无的东西里面去。
And these things bring people astray.
在以弗所的时候，这个问题就存在。
In Ephesus at that time, it already happened.
那你到了《使徒行传》二十章，我们读的第二处圣经。
And then we come to Acts chapter 20, our second passage.
这一段圣经就是保罗要离开以弗所，他要去耶路撒冷，在那个时候他把以弗所的长老叫来。
When Paul en route to Jerusalem, he called the elders of the church of Ephesus,
做了这一段最后的谈话。
And gave this last dialogue.
在这个最后的谈话里面，他就像先知一样，虽然事情还没有发生，他就告诉他们，我走了以后有两件事情会发生。
Like a prophet at that time, he predicted two things that would happen.
在第二十九节、三十节这两节圣经里面，他说到：第一，从外面有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。
The first, he said, after his departure, selfish wolves will come in from among you.
他不爱惜豺狼，不爱惜羊群。
These selfish wolves do not love the flock.
这些人来是披着羊皮的狼。
They put on sheep clothing, but they are wolves.
他们奉着主名字是奉着主的名来传主的道。
In name they proclaim the word of Christ.
他们是假使徒。
They are false,
是假先知。
They are false apostles and false prophets.
他们来传假的异端，这些都是唬人的。
They came to preach heresies to deceive people.
这是从外面进来的渗透的。
And they are from the outside.
这是一类。
This is one group.
再一类的是在你们自己的中间，在以弗所的教会里面也会有人当保罗走了以后起来说悖谬的话。
The second group, there will be false teachers and prophets from among them.
这些人只有一个目的。
They have only one intent.
他们是借着造谣撒谎，这个悖谬的话的意思就是造谣与撒谎。
They will speak lies in order to deceive,
使人引诱门徒跟从他们。
Speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them.
今天有一些人他有野心。
Today there are people who are ambitious.
他要把人带到他那里。
They want to bring people to themselves.
而不是把人带到主那里。
And not to bring people unto God himself.
这是一个很大的差别。
This is a great difference.
今天我跑到许多的地方看不同的弟兄姐妹在不同的地点。
Today for me I travel to various parts of the world to see different brothers and sisters.
我常常就看到这样的现象。
I often see this kind of happenings.
这个现象就是在原来在一起聚会一起同工配搭的弟兄姐妹。
And that is brothers who used to co-work together in the same assembly.
但是有一天
But one day,
借着某一种事件
，because of something,
半真与半假
，because of half truths and half falsehoods,
然后他就把这个东西变成一个借口
，and then because of this, an excuse arises,
好像在这个整个的聚会里面丢了一个炸弹
，like in this whole assembly, a bomb is placed there,
然后就有一帮的人就跟着他就离开这个教会
，and then there will be a group that will follow this person out,
这样的事情。是层出不穷。
This kind of thing happens all the time, everywhere.
保罗当年就已经警告以弗所的教会，他你们中间将来又会出这样的人。
And Paul prophesied that in their midst this will happen.
所以你可以看出来，以弗所是一个很好的教会。
You can see that Ephesus is a very good church.
保罗在那里可以说在众教会中，他花的时间、花的功夫最长、最多的。
Amongst all the churches, this is the place he spent the most time.
你如果在《使徒行传》从十八、十九、二十这几章圣经你去看。保罗在那个教会里面真是花了三年多的时间。
If you read Acts 18 to 20, you find that Paul spent three over years in this assembly.
而且他在一个地方叫推拉奴学房，在那里做对整个亚细亚省各地的教会的同工，把他们找来做很有系统的栽培。
And in this place, Paul Tyrannus, is it? In this place, in Ephesus, Paul gathered all the disciples in order to teach them.
然后他们就回到各个地方去，成为各地教会的带领的负责弟兄。
And then they returned to all the places, local churches, and preach and taught God's word.
都是以以弗所为中心的。
And Ephesus was the central place.
像这样一个好的神所重用的一群弟兄姊妹们。
And such a esteemed group of brothers and sisters.
你可以看到神在这里虽然做了这样伟大的工作，撒旦的工作也丝毫不落后。
And God having done such a great work there, Satan still did his work.
异端跑进来。
And heresies came in.
啊，这些所谓的荒谬无凭的话跑进来。
And all these strange teachings came in.
有野心家跑进来。
Ambitious people came in.
有心不怀好意的这些弟兄们起来造反。
Brothers with ill intent came to rebel.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
如果一个那么好的教会都会碰到这么严重的问题，
if such a good church can face such problems,
那何况我们今天各地的教会也不是同样遭受同一样的打击吗？
What about us, the local assemblies that we have, will we not face similar problems?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
教会有问题不稀奇。
For church to have problems, it is not at all uncommon.
这是正常现象。
It is normal.
现在的问题不是说怎么不发生问题，而是怎么样面对问题，这才是我们今天最大的挑战。
The issue for us is really how are we to face up and to cope with these problems.
我们不可能在一个环境中像一个暖室的花。
We cannot be like a greenhouse.
啊，这些花在这个 greenhouse 里面呢，是最理想的温度、最理想的湿度，一切都是没有任何的细菌，没有任何的风，没有任何的雨。
We cannot be in an ideal greenhouse situation where we have ideal conditions, ideal temperature without wind and whatever.
我们常常有人说希望教会就像一个温室一样，非常的平安无事，没有任何的打击，没有任何的问题。
We hope that the church can have this ideal situation.
但是事实是不可能
的。But in reality, it cannot be so.
没有一个教会没有问题。
There is no church without problem.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当有弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我们教会有这个问题，这个问题，哎呀，现在大概完蛋了。
So my sisters always say, oh, we have this problem in church, so it's habit.
哎呀，这个，这些都不是我们不要大惊小怪。
We should not make small things big. 大惊小怪。Make a molehill out of a mountain.
Not out of a molehill. 我们只要把这个问题带到主的面前，好好的来寻求神的恩典、神的能力、神的智慧来对付这个问题。
We should bring these problems before the Lord and ask and seek His wisdom in order to know how to resolve them.
我们不需要灰心。
We need not be discouraged.
我们不需要丧胆。
We do not need to be fearful.
这些问题只是我昨天在昨天上午在维基台讲到的时候。
I mentioned this in yesterday's morning in Wilkie.
我说到去那个应许之地，有很多很多的伟人在那里，巨人在那里，你好像看起来像我们像蚱蜢。
I said that before we go to a promised land, and in the promised land there are many giants, and we are like grasshoppers.
那你可以面对这个问题的时候，你可以有两种不同的观点。 To think of this problem, there are two perspectives, 对不对 ？Right？ 问题在哪里 ？There's a problem. 人与人是一个事实 ，reality of giants are there. 从表面看，我们不是他的对手，也是一个事实。On the surface, the reality is that we have no match to these giants. 每次教会发生问题的时候，我们都觉得哎呀，糟糕了，一塌糊涂啊。Every time the support has fallen, we say it's so difficult. 但是，你可以觉得那个问题是巨人，我们是蚱蜢，这是一个观点。One perspective is that you can treat that problem as a giant and we are grasshoppers. 但是你可以另外一个观点。But we can have another alternative perspective. 因为我从神的观点来看的话 ，We see from God's point of view, 问题就变成面包。The problem will be your bread. 问题越大 ，the bigger the problem. 下面是什么
？What's
面包越大嘛，很简单嘛。The bread will be bigger.这一些巨人是我们的食物，这是约书亚跟加勒所说的 信心。Joshua and Caleb's faith is that all this enemy will be our food. 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
以弗所说的难，以弗所教会的难处
，the problems in the church of Ephesus
不是假的，是真的。
They are real problems.
但是保罗用这封信来鼓励他们怎么样面对这个问题。
But Paul's epistle encourages them how to face up with this problem.
所以这次的主题说不要再像异教之风吹来吹去飘来飘去。
And so this, the theme of this church time is not to be tossed to and fro by strange doctrines.
今天这个异教之风不单单吹在新加坡马来西亚，是全球的。
These strange teachings are global, worldwide.
有的人是被骗了。
Some people are deceived.
有的教会是整个变节了，有啊。
There are some churches that turn upside down.
但是我们心中有主的，有主在我们心中的人。
But we who have Christ in our hearts,
我们用不着害怕。
We have no need to fear.
也用不着大惊小怪。
We have no need to be amused.
我们只要知道我们所信的是谁。
We must know the God whom we believe.
我们对神所启示、所交付我们的忠心到底。
We must be faithful to what God has entrusted us.
我们就没有什么好怕的。
Then we have no need to fear.
我们可以把这个成为锻炼身体灵性的一个机会。
We can take this opportunity to train up our inner man.
所以这是这封信的当时的背景，这个保罗要他们面对的五个问题。
And so these are the problems faced by the church, the five issues that Paul wanted them to confront with.
但是这本书信虽然面对这些问题，但是保罗主要的目的倒不是解决问题而已。
Although the church had problems, Paul's intent is not just to solve the problems.
解决问题只是附带的。
The solving the problems is just the means, the one of the attachment, one of the attachment.
对，保罗这封信的目的是要让人能够真认识他，也就是认识神的旨意。
Paul's intent is that the church in Ephesus will truly know God and His will.
读圣经的人都承认一件事情。
Scholars of the Bible all admit this.
以弗所书是在保罗所有讲到的启示里面最高的点。
Ephesians is the highest revelation that Paul has given.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为保罗在这里他讲到他要为弟兄姊妹祷告，求真理的圣灵赐给智慧与启示。
Because here Paul records that they will be given the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
因为他要讲到神的在隐藏的一个奥秘。
Because he wants to speak about God's hidden wisdom.
这个奥秘是关乎神的儿子与他的教会。
Because this concerns God's Son and the Church.
神为什么给我们这个伟大的救恩？
Why did God give us this glorious salvation?
这个伟大的救恩要把我们带到什么地步里面去？
This glorious salvation should lead us to where?
我们一个一个被主的宝重价买来。
We have been redeemed by the precious blood.
那我们这些人，神摆在他的国里面要做什么？
We have been put into His kingdom. What do we do?
他在这里就提到教会。
And he talks about the church.
他讲到神有一个永远的旨意。
He talks about an eternal purpose of God.
他的旨意里头乃是要借着教会彰显基督的丰富。
That through the church, the church will magnify and glorify Christ.
他用一个很有意思的比喻。
He used a very interesting analogy.
他讲到人的身体
talks about man's body
与头的关系
the relationship with the head.
他用这样的一个关系来说到耶稣是这个身体的头
and then illustrates that Christ is the head of the body.
那么教会是这个身体
and the church is the body.
那么头的丰富是借着身体来表达
The fullness of the head is to be expressed through the body
那么这个表达让谁来看呢
So this expression for who?、
哦、给天上的天使
For all the angels and the principles
让所有的受造之物借着教会来看见认识、神在基督里的丰富
All creation can understand the fullness that's in Christ
所以这是他要在这本书里面向我们说的
And that's the intent of this book
神为达到这个永远的旨意
The God will reach this eternal purpose
他造万物
He created man
他
creation
造人
He created man
当人堕落的时候他再来救我们
When man fell he redeemed man
在 救我们里面要把我们带回到这个目的里面去
That he will bring us restored back into that purpose
这个是他在这本书里面要告诉我们的
And this is the intent of this book
那神为要彰显这个旨意
To manifest this will
从第四章起他就感觉 讲到他怎么做
and chapter 4 onwards God teaches us how
所以我们刚刚读以弗所书第四章的时候
and so we read Ephesians chapter 4
你就会发现他说他给赐给教会四个大的恩赐
and so he gave the church four great gifts
有使徒
There are apostles,
有先知
there are prophets,
有传福音的
there are evangelists,
有牧师和教士
pastors and teachers,
这四个大的恩赐
these four great gifts,
不是为了恩赐的本身
it is not for the gift itself,
他们只是工人
these are workers,
他们要来帮助众圣徒
that these workers are to help the saints,
装备众圣徒
to equip the saints,
把众圣徒装备好了以后
After equipping the saints
他们就可以建立基督的身体
Then they can build the body of Christ
这个身体建立起来了
This body having been built
那么神的旨意就可以达到了
Then God's will can be accomplished
所以这是他一步一步让我们看到神在那里怎么样借着这些恩赐来建立主的身体
And so step by step God shows us how through these gifts the church is built
但是不是这四类的工人建立
It's not,
基督的身体
It is not the workers that build the church alone
是这些被这些工人所成全被装备的这些肢体这个一个一个的肢体就是你就是我
And it is done by the members of the body those have been equipped by these workers
我们这些基督徒被装备以后
We Christians who have been equipped
然后被一个一个建起来连于元首
And all of us being knitted together, joined to the head.
这是神今天要做的工作。
This is the work that God wants to do.
那么在这个中间，你就会发现，神要这样达到他的目的，魔鬼就不甘心。
And so when God wants to accomplish this, Satan comes to obstruct.
因为他知道一件事。
Because he knows,
如果神的旨意这样达成了
，If God's will be fulfilled this way,
他的魔鬼撒旦就完了
then the devil will be finished
所以他怎么样也不能够让神的这个旨意达成
and so he will not allow this will of God to be fulfilled
所以历史历代从教会诞生的第一天起他就一直有计划 有步骤的来破坏神的教会
and so from the first generation through the generation Satan in a systematic way destroys the church
今天到了两千年
Today, after 2000,
来到了二十一世纪
after 21st century,
我们实在感觉到主的日子很近很近
we,
他就要回来了
We feel in our hearts that Christ will come back soon
魔鬼也知道这件事
The devil knows
他知道自己的日子 并不多了
He knows his days are limited
所以他更是叫做浑身的本事都要使出来
And so his fullness is manifested
他今天对教会的攻击真是叫变本加厉
And so he intensifies his attacks on the church.
第一种是直接的攻击。
First kind is direct attack,
逼迫基督徒。
And it's to persecute Christians.
但是这个不够厉害。
And that is not sufficiently strong, severe.
我不知道软刀子这个字听得懂吗？
懂
这个词
听不懂。
软刀子。
Soft spot. sword, soft sword, flexible sword, oh, flexible sword.
这都是形象的语句。
These are metaphorical.
平常我们讲刀子的时候是很厉害的武器。
And we talk about the sword is a strong, solid sword.
是钢铁做的。
It is made of steel.
对不对？可以切你的脑袋。
Can hit off your brains.
可以杀你。
And kill you.
这个叫做硬刀子。
This is a strong sword.
这是打仗的时候士兵用的。
This is a sword of a warrior for in battle.
魔鬼逼迫基督徒的时候，曾经用硬的刀子来杀我们，来威吓我们。
When the devil persecutes the church, Christians use a solid sword.
你两千年教会历史来看
，When 2000 years of church history,
硬刀子只能把基督徒越杀就越多。
A hard sword, the more you kill, the more you get.
你不理这些基督徒，基督徒的话成长很慢。当你一开始逼迫，不得了，成长就增几何级数。
If you leave the Christians alone, probably nothing will happen, but because you persecute them, they mature.
今天全世界增长最快的真基督徒在哪里？你们知道吗
？So do you know the true Christians, the fastest growth, where is it in the world?
不是新加坡，也不是台湾，
不是新加坡，
也不是美国
，Not in the US。
在中国
，in China，
在那些受逼迫的基督徒受逼迫的地方
，among those who are persecuted places and Christians，
因为这是历史的律
，because it's a law in history。
任何的时候，撒旦魔鬼逼迫教会，你比如说在第三世纪，在第一世纪，教会遭受很严重的逼迫。
For example, the first century, third century, the church had great persecutions。
教会拼命成长
，and the church grew。
可是到了第三世纪，这个罗马皇帝变成这个支持基督徒了
，when
自己所谓也变成基督徒了。
So on the first century onwards, when the emperor was a Christian himself and he supported Christianity,
那表面看起来好像基督教成功了
，on the surface it looked like Christianity succeeded。
但实际上基督徒就开始堕落
，but in reality Christianity fell。
那我就是讲，这叫做软刀子。
So this is the soft sword. Soft sword,
软刀子就是让基督徒日子过得很好。
Soft sword allows Christians to go through comfortable lives,
舒服
，comfortable,
安全
，secure,
没有逼迫
，no persecution,
prosperity, 丰富
，prosperity,
越住越好，汽车越来越漂亮
，cars become better, houses larger,
对不对？
他
们丰衣足食
，very prosperous.
那这个时候你就会发现
，and then you will realize.
基督徒灵性就开始退步
，Our inner man spirit will
教会失去了他那个圣灵的能力
，And then the church will lose that victorious ability.
我们开始走一个妥协的路
，And then we will start apostatizing.
这从第三世纪一直到今天也是证明出来的律
，And this is a law that has happened from the third century to today.
对不对
？Right.
所以今天我自己是在台湾长大的
，I grew up from Taiwan.
台湾日子现在很好过。
Today in Taiwan, people have a good life.
80年代、90年代、20年代到现在，这三四十年是台湾的黄金时代。
In the last 30 to 40 years, it is the golden age of Taiwan.
以经济成长来说
，economic growth.
以物质文明来说
，from the point of view of material things.
但是，台湾的教会呢
？But the churches in Taiwan
非常软弱
，very weak.
我不知道新加坡要怎么样说，我不敢乱讲。
I'm not sure about churches in Singapore.
你们自己肚里有数。
You will know in your heart.
总而言之，这个是教会要自己肚里面明白的一件事情。
The church must understand this within themselves.
魔鬼撒旦有来硬的时候，但是他现在用的是软的。
Today the devil uses a soft sword instead of a hard sword.
让我们在不知不觉的里头已经麻木了。
In our unknowingly.In our knowingness, we become numb.
就是圣经里面所说的，罗德把帐篷渐渐什么南移。
And Lot, he
moved his tent.
He moved his tent to the Sodom and Gomorrah.
对，逐渐南移，最后就搬到索多玛和摩拉去了。
He moved his tent in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以这个是一个我们常常没有注意的问题。
And so this is something that we do not take notice of.
在这本书信里头
So in this book,
保罗就告诉我们要打这个美好的仗。
Paul said to fight the good fight.
所以这是在第六章以后所讲的。
And that is the chapter 6 onwards.
第十节以后就讲这个属灵的征战。
Chapter 6 verse 10 onwards, spiritual warfare.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So my sisters,
这本书讲到神最中心的旨意。
Speaks about God's ultimate will.
每一个神的儿女都应该认识。
We all need to know this.
如果我们对这个旨意有深切的体会
If we really understand this will
我们的生命会改变
Then our lives will be changed
因为我们知道神要什么
Because we know what God wants
神要得这个旨意我们每一个基督徒就要配合
We must cooperate with God in order to achieve for God to achieve this will
今天我们在世界上可能很发达
Perhaps we are very successful in this world
但是我们世界的发达最多是今生
But our success in this world is only for this life.
当你断气的那一天，你今生所有的成就通通放下了。
When you lose your last breath, when you have the last breath, all the things in this world will be lost.
我想我们没有一个人有梦想说，今天你所有做的东西都带到永世去，你今天身上一毛钱也带不走。
None of us dream that all our success of this world can be brought to the next life, not one cent.
但是，有多少的基督徒？知道我们今生所服侍主的跟神旨意配合的东西可以带到永世
But how many Christians know that the things that we do for God the things that we can in partnership with God can be brought to the next life
所以如果我们有这个智慧
If we have this wisdom
我们知道什么是真的有永恒的价值
We will know what has eternal value
我们就要把我们的时间精力放在这件事上
Our time and energies should be placed on these things
因为这个投资是永恒的
Because this investment is eternal
今天我们在今世如果为今世而投资那不过是这一辈子的事
If we only invest in this life it's only for this life
今天太多的基督徒把他的一生的精力就为了今生完全摆进去了
Many Christians work only for this life
跟世界的那些没有信主的人价值观居然是一样的
They are no different from the values of the people of this world.
没有信主的人，他是为今朝有酒今朝醉。
Oh, eat and drink for this life.
Tomorrow will die.
Tomorrow will die.
但是今天的基督徒虽然知道有永世，可是我们的生活没有证明我们是为永世而活。
Although we know that there is a life after this one, our lives currently do not differ.And do not live for that next life.
所以以弗所书就要提醒我们。
So the book of Ephesians tells us,
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has a purpose.
神在为着这个旨意在劳苦在建造。
God is laboring and building for this eternal purpose.
他把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
He redeems us from
他付出儿子的生命的代价。
He gave up his son as a sacrifice.
因为他要建造他所要的这个身体。
Because he wants to build this body.
但是有多少的基督徒响应这个建造
？How many of us?Respond to this call,
为着这个建造，把自己的一生奉献摆上。
By consecrating and responding, giving up our lives for this.
今天可惜的事情是我们很多的时候头脑知道这件事，因为我们听了好多年这个道。
Thankfully, for us, we have heard so much of this doctrine only in our heads.
但是我们没有在真正的行动上配合上去。
But in reality, practically in our lives, we have not met up to this.
我们的时间
our time
我们的聪明我们的智慧神给我们一切的恩典
all the gifts and intellect that God has given us
我们有多少把时候把这些投资在这个神的事业上呢
how much of this has been invested on God's methods
这是我们每一个人要回答的
this is a response every one of us needs to give
这是这本书一个最重要的中心
this is a central point in this book
所以主若许可我们这一次的交通
if the Lord should permit us in this sharing
我们后面的几堂
Our next few sessions,
就要一个一个来看
One by one we will see
到底我们每天生活怎么样一个东西叫 checklist checklist 中文怎么讲就是一个表格
We want to see the next few days a checklist
我经常旅行所以我有一个 checklist 就是我打行李的时候我要带哪些东西啊
I often travel so I have a checklist to see what I need to bring for my travels
年纪大了很多东西都忘掉了
I'm getting older a lot of things I forget
那么就需要一个 checklist
And so I need a checklist
那一二三四都带了那就知道这次可以了没有问题
And so I want to see for and I check out the things I need to bring 我们每一个基督徒应该有个 checklist.
All of us Christians need a checklist.
我们到底在这个从我们信主那一天以后
，From the day we believe in the Lord,
我们在这个属灵的道路上
，In our spiritual journey,
我们的追求
，Our pursuit,
我们所每一个聚会
，Our every meeting,
我们是不是在每年想一想，我们有没有在这些 checklist 上有实际的长进
？Have we grown in various items in this checklist?
我们到底离神对我们要求的这件事情是越来越近了呢，还是越来越远呢
？Are we getting nearer to what God intends, or getting further away?
所以，从这本书的第四章下半章以后，一直到这本书的结束，基本上保罗就是告诉我们在教会的建造这件事情上来讲。
And so the latter part of chapter 4 of Ephesians, God teaches how to build the church.
不是理论值的问题。
It is not just something in the head,
乃是一个实际一步一个脚印。真正把它走出来的
It is a practical walking footprint actualized in our lives
yeah, 是不是理论是实际
It is not just head knowledge, it is reality
所以我盼望我们下面的几堂我们能够一步一步来看到底我们在这一个所谓教会的建造长成的身体这件事情上有没有很实际的事情在每一个基督徒每一个聚会里头我们可以衡量的
And so we want to see in the next few sessions how we measure up to God's building of the body of Christ
这样我们的信仰就不是一个理论而是一个真正的生活活出来
And so then our faith is a practical living one and not just something academic
我们为这个祷告
Shall we pray
我们一起低头
Shall we close Shall we bow our heads
所以我们感谢你
Lord, we want to thank you
你要向你的教会说话
You want to speak to your church
因为我们都是你手中的工作
Because we are all the work of your hands
主啊你如果不做工我们就灭亡
Lord, if you do not work, we perish
如果没有你自己生命的话语我们就在黑暗中
Without your word of life, we will be in darkness
这次你把我们召聚在一起
This time you gather us together
我们知道你有话要向我们说
We know you have word to speak to us
主啊我们真是在你面前说求主说话仆人们静听
Lord, for your presence we say speak Lord, your servant hear us
求你给我们有一个受教的耳朵
Give us a ear that can listen to thee
我们更是求你赐给我们聪明智慧
You give us wisdom and revelation
让我们能够小心的听小心的明辨
That we might be careful to hear and to discern
让我们能够知道神的旨意到底在我们身上是什么
That we might know God's will in our life
我们求你给我们力量
Give us strength
让我们走得上去
That we might be able to measure up
让我们能选择你的旨意而行
That we might choose your will and walk therein
主我求你听我们的祷告
Lord hear our prayer
我们把今天所交通的话都交在你的面前
We place all the words before thee
求你祝福
Lord will you bless
求你来使用
Let Lord use
凡是不属于你的求主用宝血洁净
Whatever is not of thee please cover it with your precious blood
主要让你的话在我们每一个人里面产生果效
That your word might have fruition in our lives
能够结出三十六十一百倍的果子来荣耀你
It will bear for 30, 60, 100 fold
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
After all this in Christ Jesus
Amen
Amen
这个有点 small 啊
是